Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for the Bible Recap. For some of you, this is your first trip through Scripture with us, and for others, you've been with us from the beginning. If you've been with us for a while, you know we like to add in new things from time to time to help us all keep growing and learning. Regardless of how long you've been with us, there are probably some things you haven't engaged with yet, and possibly some brand new things, depending on when you're listening to this. So here are a few things you can expect from us, or things you can engage with that we hope will help you stay in God's Word and get to know and love Him more. First, we'll be going through this plan again next year. Reading the Bible isn't a bucket list item we check off, it's a daily relationship we're engaged with for the rest of our lives. And the good news is, it's going to keep getting better and richer every time you read it. We certainly haven't learned or understood or even seen all the truths in Scripture yet. There's still more God wants to reveal to us as we stay in the Word daily. Many of you mentioned that you've learned new things in passages you've been reading your whole life. The same thing has happened to me when I read again or listen back to the episodes. I've already forgotten things I researched, learned, wrote, and recorded. That makes sense, because experts say that you don't really remember something until you've heard it 8 times. That's why you can almost certainly remember where the joy is, but you're less likely to remember the name of David's first wife or what it's called when God makes a physical appearance on earth. Of course, we don't have to know those things, but it's helpful. The more knowledge we gain and retain about God and His Word, the more we'll see our spiritual lives developed and enhanced. I can say for certain that going through Scripture again won't be bad for any of us. Even after more than a dozen times through Scripture, I still learn new things all the time because Scripture is living and active. Second, you've told so many of your friends about us and so many are already planning to join us when we launch again on January 1st. We think it could be great for you to invite them to go through the plan with you. Then you can be there to help them since you've already been where they're headed. They're far more likely to stick with it if they have a partner in the process. And you will inevitably learn new things from them, too. We even hear from parents who learn from what their kids are learning, by which I mean their 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds who listen and absorb more than you'd imagine. Ultimately, what I'm saying is, don't do this alone. Some of you are even going through the plan with your whole church next year, and we love that. So in regard to next year, I'll tell you our basic plan, then I'll tell you our above and beyond the basics plan. Our basic plan is to relaunch all the episodes starting with day one on January 1st and continue to release them again day by day to a brand new audience, as well as all of you who plan to return, which based on the feedback we're getting sounds like a lot of you. For January 1st, we have the reading plan available in Spanish on the Bible app, and we have the podcast available in Spanish too, thanks to so many of you who helped us translate. And also, we're grateful to have videos available in American Sign Language, thanks to the work of Sunshine Interpreting. For more info on these options, visit our website and click on the corresponding links. We'll also drop links in the show notes. So those are the basics. But let's say you want to take the next step by increasing your commitment level or challenge level. We've got you covered. There are lots of options for those of you who want to engage above and beyond the basics. In fact, we've got 5 things to tell you about for next year. First, did you know we have a second daily podcast that corresponds to each day's Bible reading and each day's episode of the Bible Recap? It's a 1-minute daily podcast where we pray through the Bible in a year. Of course, we want to learn and hear from God through Scripture, but did you know that Scripture shows us a lot about how to respond to God in prayer? What better way than by focusing on the themes of what we just learned in the Word that very day? Lots of people who listen to this podcast say it helps them increase their understanding of what we've read and sharpen their view of God. Since this podcast is about prayer, it's called the Bible Kneecap. Knee, like kneeling in prayer, see? This is a private podcast feed that's only available through our Patreon family at the $10 level. By the way, this is only one of our $10 tiers, so if you're signing up for Patreon, make sure you select the correct tier for the perks you want to receive. This tier is called the Bible Kneecap, and it's also included automatically with any higher tier. We hope that this daily bonus content will help you grow in your spiritual disciplines and strengthen your relationship and communication with God. Okay, so that's the first thing we've got for you. Second, did you know we've got the podcast in book form? That's right, all your dreams are coming true. You can order the Bible Recap book from any online retailer or brick and mortar store. It's not exactly transcripts from the podcast. It's more like a very polished version of each episode. That means it makes a great partner to the podcast. This is especially true if you're a visual learner, because you'll be able to see the words instead of just hearing me vaguely voice gesture. It's also a great gift for your friends who don't like podcasts or who don't know podcasts exist. The official launch date for this book is November 3rd. That should be easy to remember if you're in the U.S. because that's our election day. And even though it's not out yet, we would love for you to pre-order it. I'll give you a little behind-the-scenes info on the publishing industry. Pre-orders are just as important, if not more important, to an author than sales on or after the launch date. So it's super helpful to us if you pre-order anytime between now and Monday, November 2nd, the day before it launches. And as a thank you for pre-ordering, you'll be invited to join our launch team, which has a really cool name. We're calling you the Recaptains. But there's more than just cool names in store for you. When you sign up to join the Recaptains, you'll get exclusive access to an online party where you'll send in your questions and I'll respond. And depending on when you order and how many copies you get, you can even have access to one of my deep dive teaching series, a free bonus copy of the book, or a personalized video. If you want to be one of the Recaptains, all you have to do is visit thebiblerecap.com/books. We'll be posting an episode with more info next month as the launch date approaches, but we promise you want to join the Recaptains now. And in fact, there are a few added incentives for those of you who join us early. To find out more info now, visit our website, thebiblerecap.com, and click on the books link for more info. thebiblerecap.com/books with an S on the end. The third and fourth things work really well together, but I'll describe them separately so it doesn't get confusing. The third thing we've added to help you is our daily study guide. This is a spiral-bound, lay-flat guide that you can write in. Lots of you ask how I see the things I see in Scripture or discover the things I share in the podcast. So this is me coming alongside you each day to teach you how I study the Bible. I've written about 5 questions for each day of our Bible reading, where I show you what things I'm looking for and point you toward the free tools I use for studying Scripture. This daily study guide is designed for personal use. If you want to see what it looks like, visit our site and click on the store link. You can even click through to see a sample page. And while you're there, you're also going to want to check out the fourth thing we built out as a tool for you to use, our weekly discussion guide. Lots of you are doing the Bible recap with friends or through your church, so we've designed this to help guide you through those weekly group conversations. But even if you're doing this plan alone, you can still benefit from these questions. There are about 10 questions per week, and they're more personal and reflective than the questions in the daily study guide. So they present a totally different angle on how to absorb and respond to what we've studied each week. When you pair them together, they really give you a well-rounded approach to viewing and understanding God's Word. So like I said, it's designed for group use, but you can also use it if you're doing the plan alone. If you want to see what this looks like, visit our site and click on the store link. Then look for the weekly discussion guide, and you can even click through to see a sample page. That brings us to the fifth and final thing we want to share with you. When we surveyed our Patreon family not long ago, lots of people responded that they'd love to see us dig deeper on specific books of the Bible or specific topics in Scripture, and I have great news for you. We already have that in place. That's exactly what D Group is. It existed long before the Bible recap. We do 4 studies per year, and we aim to alternate doing deep dives on a particular book of the Bible or an area of theology. We would love for you to join D Group if you're looking for a deeper level of challenge and a higher level of commitment and growth. Because as you've already seen, the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. And good news, you don't have to be a woman to join D Group. We have men's D Groups too, and we have Spanish D Groups, and we even have online D Groups in case you're unable to meet in person. We'll link to a map of current D Group locations in the show notes, as well as our online D Group options, where you can find those at mydgroup.org/map and mydgroup.org/online. If there isn't a D Group near you, you can start one. All you need is one more person to join you. Maybe you think you don't have what it takes to be a leader, but listen, if you've been reading through the Bible with us, I can almost guarantee you that you do. Because first of all, our leaders have hearts for the Lord and His Word, just like you. And second, D Group leaders are primarily facilitators, not seminary grads with PhDs on their wall. Third, you've already demonstrated a God-given motivation to pursue the Lord, humble yourself, read His Word, and do what it says. Those are the marks of a great leader/facilitator. If you decide you want to lead, our team will train you online. We'll send you all the info and resources you need to get going, and your future D group can launch during any of our upcoming sessions. Our full schedule of upcoming studies is on the D group website, mydgroup.org/schedule. Okay, we've tried to give you as much info as possible in a short time frame here, but there are bound to be questions we didn't answer. So if you have questions, my first suggestion would be to check out the info provided on the websites that correspond to the thing you're interested in. For instance, if you're interested in knowing more about what will happen with the Bible Recap next year, visit thebiblerecap.com and check out our start page and our FAQ page. If you want to find the Bible Recap in other languages, you can find all the info for that on our site as well. And by the way, if you want to have your church join us next year, check out our church page, thebiblerecap.com/church. Let's say you have questions about the other things I mentioned. Here's a quick snapshot of those five things and where you can find info on them. Number one, the Bible Kneecap. Visit our site and click on the Kneecap page to hear a sample of this second daily podcast where we pray through Scripture. That page also links you to our Patreon, which is where you can sign up to get the Bible Kneecap. When you join, you'll even get a personal, private link that you can add to your podcast app so it'll come straight into your podcast feed each day, just like this episode did. Number two, the Bible Recap book. It's the podcast in book form, all 365 days. Check it out at thebiblerecap.com/books, and you can buy it anywhere books are sold. Number three, the Daily Study Guide. This has 5 questions per day, and it's meant for you to use on your own. It's where I teach you how to study the Bible in the way I study the Bible using the tools I use. Number four, the Weekly Discussion Guide. This has 10 questions per week, and they're more reflective in nature. This is meant to help guide you through a healthy group conversation each week. You can see descriptions of these guides as well as sample pages in our store at thebiblerecap.com. Number five, D Group. If you want more information on the book studies and deeper theology studies that we do, check out our website. You can also see how to find, join, or start a D Group. I suggest starting with the Join link, mydgroup.org/join, then clicking through all the subpages like Find a D Group, Next Study, Requirements, etc. By the way, we've also got an FAQ page on thebiblerecap.com and on mydgroup.org. And those websites and pages should be really helpful to you as well. If for some reason you can't find the answer to your question on one of those sites, drop your question into the contact page of those sites and we'll aim to respond to you as soon as possible. By the way, our social media pages are run by an incredible team of volunteers who we love and who want to help you as much as possible. However, they don't always have all the information that our staff members have, so that's why it's best if you contact us through our websites. We are seriously blown away by all God has done in your lives and hearts this year. From the reviews you leave to the emails and letters you send, I can't even believe we get to be a part of this, which means we're beyond excited to see what God has in store for you next year, because we believe it's going to be your best year yet, and we can't wait to join you for that. We love being on mission with you to know and love God more, because He's where the joy is. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week.